You better step on it, Chuck. We'll never make it to the studio in time. Can't this car go any faster?
I'm doing 70 miles an hour already. What more can I do, Dan?
75. Step on it. We've only got 7 minutes before air time.
Well, I'm doing my best. Hey, what's that?
Uh-oh, sounds like the cops.
Oh, my gosh, if they stop us, we'll never get to the studio on time. Do you think it's us they're after, Dan?
I think so. We're the only ones in sight for 5 miles.
Oh, what a mess. I should have never gotten out of bed.
There's only one thing to do.
Yeah?
When they wave you over to the curb, be nice to them. Use the old soft soap routine.
Okay.
Better pull over, Chuck.
Yeah.
And don't forget what I told you. Butter them up real good.
I will. Just watch me. I'll have them crying on my shoulder. Oh, hello, officer. Is something wrong?
I'm afraid so, buddy. I hate to tell you this, but you were doing close to 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile zone. That is against the law, you know.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't exactly know, sir. I really should give you a ticket. That's what I really should.
Is that so? I'll bet you wouldn't even have the nerve. Hey, how did you ever get to be a cop, anyway?
Attaboy, Chuck. Butter him up good. Play it real cool.
Just who do you think you are, buddy? Stopping innocent citizens in the middle of the night just because you think they're driving a little too fast.
Well, that is my job, you know, after all.
What did you say?
I said, that is my job, sir.
That's better. You know, you cops cause plenty of trouble in cities like these. Just plain incompetence, that's all it is.
Yes, sir.
I have a good mind to recommend to the commissioner that you be fired.
Yes, sir.
Only I don't have time to waste on petty matters such as that. Oh, now see, you've got me all excited.
I'm sorry, sir.
You ought to be. Now get that thing out of here and get us out of here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll get my motorcycle out of the way. Later.
How's that, Dan?
Great. You really had a sorry.
Yeah, but it sure made me mad.
What did?
His attitude. You heard how sassy he was. Boy, if there's anything I can't stand, it's a wise cop.
I didn't think we were going to make it here in time. We're getting almost as bad as Hector.
Yeah, and speaking of Hector, where is he? Not here again? Have you heard anything from him?
I haven't heard from him. I don't much care. After all, I'm getting used to doing it without him.
Certainly. Well, last week... Oh, he was on some African trip, wasn't he? Last week he...
Yeah, well, he had a fairly good excuse last week.
Yeah, well,
but he could have taken a plane back. Yeah.
Well, this
there.
Is Chuck Shaden. And
this is Dan McGuire.
And we're going to fill in for Hector Q. Peabody on the Hector Q. Peabody show for the next half hour or so. And,
let's not waste any time. What is it time for now?
Well, let's play a record. Joe, if you got a record on the turntable, go play a record, huh? Fine. Right now.
Thank you.
And now it's time for another true-to-life adventure of Stella Trellis, backstage wife. Yes, friends, once again it's time for us to visit with that happy-go-lucky playgirl, that comical and lovable lady of the air lanes, Stella Trellis, backstage wife. When we last left Stella Trellis, she was on the phone speaking to her current love, Sir Henry Fink. Let's listen.
Why, of course, Henry. Of course I love you. Just because I date other men every night isn't any reason for you to distrust me. I mean, Henry, after all, am I not young? Am I not beautiful? Am I not attractive? Am I not the most attractive and youngest beautiful woman in the city? I'm not. Oh, Henry, you're a beast. If I didn't love you so much, I'd slap your wrist. What's that? You're coming over tonight. You want to speak to me about something? Well, I did have a date, but for you, Henry, I'll break it. What time will you be here? About 8? Fine, honey, I'll be waiting. Oh, rats.
And while all this is happening in Stella's apartment, we switch you to Henry's apartment, where we hear...
Yeah, well, Stella, I'll be over about 8. Goodbye.
Hey, Henry, who was that?
Ah, that stupid Stella. I'm finally going to have a date with her.
You know, Henry, you really should see some other girls. This Stella, I don't think, is the right one for you.
Hey, watch him out, buddy. Just because you shared this apartment with me ain't no reason you gotta knock my goil. I love her, even though I can't stand her ugly puss.
Look, Henry, if you'll break your date with Stella, I'll fix you up with that gorgeous movie star, Marilyn Horsewhip.
Marilyn Horsewhip? Marilyn Horsewhip? Marilyn Horsewhip? Marilyn Horsewhip? Who the heck is she?
Who is she? Why, she's the most beautiful doll that ever made a movie.
Yeah, well, how are you going to get me a date with her?
It's easy. My Uncle Charlie, who's a big movie producer, is in town with her to promote her next movie, Love's Passionate Pork Chop.
Yeah?
So I'll call my Uncle Charlie over and tell him to bring her with.
Yeah?
And then when they get here, then I'll introduce you to her, and you two can go on a date while me and my Uncle Charlie discuss the current topics of the day.
Yeah, gee, Homer, you think you can fix it?
Sure, easy as pie.
Great. What time you think they'll come?
Oh, about 8. But I'll have to call them and make sure.
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll wait. I'm not that impetuous, after all. Gee, Marilyn Horsewhip.
Hello, Uncle Charlie? This is me, your favorite nephew, Homer. Homer? Homer Schwartz. Your nephew, Homer Schwartz. H as in hello, O as in mother, M as in ouch. Mother, mother! M as in monkey. O as in ouch, T as in Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, T as in think, H as in hello, A as in Arnold. Arnold. No, Uncle Charlie, this isn't Arnold, this is Homer. Homer, you know, H is in hello, O is in mother, M is in ouch. Mother! Oh, for God's sakes, mother! M is in Montgomery, O is in ouch, T is in Thanksgiving. Hello? 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 He hung up.
What?
Hung up. Hung up.
What?
Hung up. H is in hello, U is in uncle, N is in nothing, and G is in gosh, U is in uncle, and T is in power.
So we leave Stella Trellis, backstage wife, for today. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for another rollicking adventure with Stella Trellis, girl boy. Friends, do you have in-law trouble? Are you bothered with visiting relations, nagging mothers-in-law, pesty brothers-in-law, snoopy neighbors? If so, then be sure to come to Bigelow's Bargain Basement this week for their wonderful new Get Rid of 'Em kit.
Now, this kit, which sells for the low, low, laughable price of $45, will eliminate all your problems concerning unwanted guests.
The kit contains a variety of materials which you can use to rid your house of uninvited visitors. There are no directions, just use your imagination.
Now here are the contents of Bigelow's Get Rid of 'Em kit.
1 pound box of alum.
3 cherry bombs.
2 large-size bottles of H2SO4.
A dead skunk.
A burned pizza.
4 real live lizards.
A shotgun.
Shells for the shotgun.
A giant-sized stapler.
A 3-foot strand of Bigelow's grade A rope suitable for hangings.
And many, many other interesting and educational items to help rid your home of those unwanted and pesty pests.
To obtain this Get Rid of 'Em kit, all you have to do is send $45 along with your favorite uncle to Kit Carson, Illinois. That's Kit Carson, Illinois. And remember,
you heard it here last.
Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Darktown Poker Club, but cursed the day he told him he would join. His money used to go like it had wings. If he held queens, someone had kings, and each night he would contribute all his coin. Then he said, I'm gonna play him tight tonight. He said, there'd be no bobtail flushes make me bite, cause when I gets in there, my hands will be a peach. Well, he played him tight, but lost his pile, and Bill got peevish after a while, so he rose, looked all around, and made this speech. He said, y'all see this brand new razor I had it sharpened just today. Now I'm coming in there with my rules that you must follow when you play. Now keep your big bony hands on the table while you're dealing, please. And don't be slipping them aces down there in between your knees. And don't be making all them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand just talking American, boy, American, so's I can understand. And don't be dealing off the bottom because, ooh, that's rough. Take 5, 5, then stop, that's enough. Now when you bet, put up the chips, because I don't like it when you shy. Then if you get busted, go on out and get something. I'm gonna be here by and by. Pass them cards for me to shuffle every time before your deals. Then if anything's wrong, I must see. Because I mean, you always ain't no keep playing that game according to Mr. Hoyley. You gonna play this game according to me. Sitting right there in that there clan, they chanced to be a one-eyed man, and Bill kept on watching him out of the corner of his eye. But the old one-eye would deal, and then would cost that Bill another 5 or 10. Bill got up again, looked all around him with a sigh. He said, Lord, this is an awful shame. He said, there's someone cheating in this here game. He said, of course, it ain't no duke me to name the guy. So I'll refrain from mentioning the party's name. If I catch him cheating just once again, I'm gonna take my fist and clothes out of the eye. Now, do you see this brand new razor? I had it sharpened just today. I'm coming in there with my own rules that you must follow when you play. Egghead, keep your hands up there while you giving them out, please. Stop putting them wildies down there between your knees. Stop making all them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand. Keep talking in American, big A-A-A. That's what I can understand. And don't be getting them off the bottom, because I keep trying to tell you it's rough. This is the Army game. 5, 5, halt, that's enough. Now, when you bet, let me see the reds and blues, because I don't like it when you shy. Then if you run out of gas, go get pumped up. I'm going to be here by and by. Pass them pasteboards for me to shovel every time before you deal. Let me riffle. Anything wrong, I want to see. Because, I mean, you always ain't going to keep playing the game now, according to that Mr. Hoyley. You all going to play this game according to me. Henry, if you break the seal on that new deck of bicycles, we'll go on from here. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Dan, what is that thing on the desk in the control room over there?
Oh, that's a new film that came in today. It's a film. Foreign film. Spanish, I think it is.
Spanish?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we ought to do something like that. Why don't we show the film over the radio?
Well, it would be fine and unusual and interesting, but I'd have to translate it unless you know Spanish.
No, I don't know any Spanish, but, well, you had Spanish in kindergarten, didn't you?
Oh, certainly. I can translate it. I probably know.
Well,
Joe,
tread the movie camera up there, huh? And then we'll have the movie shown.
Sure,
here.
We will.
And show it on the screen. On
We've
the,
got nerves.
Marilyn Monroe picture on the wall over there. And then you translate it.
All
there
right,
aren't any subtitles, are there? Because if there are, you could read it.
No, and I'll do a better job of translating anyway.
Yeah, you translate everything.
I'll make it brief so they can understand it.
Okay, you translate the picture then, and
while you're doing that,
I'm going to go out for some popcorn or something. Huh?
All right, bring me back a box, too.
Okay, I will. I'll see you later. Then. So
all right, Joe, let it go. Well, we'll just dismiss the stuff at the beginning about who wrote it and the name of the picture and so forth. You're not interested in that. Speed the camera up, Joe. Let's get past this stuff. There. Ah, okay. Here we are.
¿Qué es el burro?
She says, John, do you really love me?
El burro es un animal.
And he says, like a wild animal.
El burro es un animal importante.
You are the most important one in my life.
Es grande el burro?
Kiss me, John.
No, señorita. El burro no es grande.
No, my love, not here. The room is not large enough.
El burro es el animal favorito del hombre pobre.
John, you're my favorite boyfriend.
El hombre pobre usa el burro.
I think you're just using me.
El hombre rico no usa el burro.
It isn't your money.
El hombre rico usa el automóvil.
No, it's my new Chevrolet.
El hombre pobre usa el burro para trabajar.
You think I've got a good job. That's why you love me.
Es importante el burro en España.
Haven't you? Haven't you got the best job in Spain?
Sí, señorita. El burro es importante en España y en México.
Certainly, my love. The best job and the best girl in Spain and Mexico.
¿Qué animal usa el hombre pobre?
My darling, I love you for what you are, not what you do.
El hombre pobre usa el burro.
But I'm as poor as a church mouse.
¿Qué animal usa el hombre rico?
You mean you haven't any money?
El hombre rico no usa animal. Usa
no money.
El automóvil.
Just the new Chevrolet.
El automóvil es grande. El burro no es grande.
The new Chevrolet? The small one or the large one?
El automóvil es el vehículo favorito del hombre rico.
No matter. You're my favorite next to my Chevrolet.
El automóvil no es el compañero del burro.
Don't compare me with your car.
El burro no usa el automóvil.
Let's go for a ride.
Sí.
Love to. Well, that was really a terrific film, wasn't it? I enjoyed it. I wonder where Chuck is. Is that you? Oh, here he comes. Hey, Chuck, what took you so long? It must have been a big box of popcorn.
Oh,
you know, you're almost late.
I didn't have
it. It isn't right to be late for a radio broadcast.
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't caring for popcorn. I was going to, but I stopped at the sporting goods store around the corner, and the man, they had a big sale over there.
Oh, they did. What kind of a sale?
Well, it was white, and it was about 30 feet high and 20 feet long, and it had a big anchor.
Well, what on earth do you want that for? You don't have a boat.
Well, I know, but you know what I always say.
No, Chuck. What do you always say?
Gee, I don't know. I thought you knew.
No, I don't know.
That's funny.
What?
That cartoon I saw at the movie the other night.
Yeah? What was it about?
7 minutes.
Oh,
And now it's time once again for us to take our daily visit with the Browns. Mother Brown, Father Brown, and Junior Brown. As we open today's episode, we find that Father Brown has just won the first prize at the dog show, where he entered Puppy Brown. The prize was a blue ribbon. Father Brown, rightfully proud of his dog's accomplishments, has offered to take his gentlemen friends into the little tavern around the corner for a friendly drink to celebrate the winning of the blue ribbon. That's where our story opens now.
Set him up again, Joe. All the drinks are on me.
Right.
Yes, sir, boys, let's all drink to my dog. He won the best prize at the dog show, a blue ribbon. Bottoms up!
And so, as Father Brown and his friends drink for the joyous occasion, our scene shifts to the Brown home, where Mother Brown is busily preparing dinner.
Oh, dear, Father Brown isn't home from the dog show yet, and dinner is almost ready. I'll have to send Junior Brown out after him. Junior! Junior Brown, where are you?
Yes, Mother!
Junior, I want you to go over to the dog show and get your father. Dinner is almost ready.
Yes, Mother Brown.
Oh, dear, I hope they hurry. Dinner's getting cold.
As Junior Brown hurries to the dog show to bring his father home, he does not realize that his beloved father is lifting it up in the bar next door. When Junior arrives at the dog show, the manager tells him that his father won the blue ribbon and that he's celebrating next door at the tavern. Junior rushes into the tavern.
Another round for the boys, Joe.
Yes, sir, Mr. Brown.
Pop! Pop! Mother Brown says dinner's on the table and you better get home before your food gets cold.
All right, Junior Brown. Let me finish this drink and I'll be right with you. Let's go.
Goody, Pop!
And so Junior has successfully taken his father from the tavern and is bringing him home to Mother Brown and a good home-cooked meal.
Here we are, Mother.
Well, it's about time. Where have you been, Father Brown?
Why, Mother Brown, I won the blue ribbon at the dog show, and I was celebrating next door at the little tavern. And, oh my gosh.
What now?
I left the blue ribbon in the tavern. I'd better go back and pick it up.
Oh, no, you don't. If you go back there, you'll never get home. We'll send Junior.
All right. Junior, go back to the tavern and pick up my ribbon.
Yes, Pop.
And so, Junior Brown hurries back to the tavern.
Let me see now who I asked. Oh, I know, the bartender.
Hey, Joe!
Yes? What do you have?
Pop's blue ribbon.
Thank you.
Well, Hector wasn't here again.
Wait a minute, Chuck. Don't even mention Hector. If he's not here, it's too bad. Maybe we'll get him mad and he'll come in next week.
Sure. He'll even be frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, let's just do the credits. Don't mention anybody's name.
Underwater Pictures, courtesy U-505.
Donuts by Duncan Hines.
Sound by Marconi. This is Chuck Shaden.
Dan McGuire.
We'll see you next week. This has been a CLS production.
Es un animal importante.